And we're towards the end of Hilchas Tzitzis. We are beginning Simen Chaf Aleph. We'll be doing the first two Se'ifim. Simen Chaf Aleph is dealing with what you do with your used Tzitzis, your old Tzitzis, that you are no longer planning to wear. And in it we get the halachas of whether or not you're allowed to use your Tzitzis while you are wearing them. And the Chabra begins, and he says, Chutei Tzitzis Shenifsaku. Tzitzis strings that have torn off. Yochol lezarkom la'ashpa. You can throw them in the garbage. Mipnei shehi mitzvah she'im begufa kedusha. Because this is a mitzvah that does not have kedusha in it. So let me explain. There is something called kedusha and something else called mitzvah. Kedusha means anything that has Hashem's name on it or a pasuk from the Torah on it. Kedusha means it's got either Torah or Shem Hashem on it. Mitzvah is an object used for a mitzvah, but it does not actually have the Shem Hashem on it. Now tzitzis, although there are all kinds of ramazim in the numbers of knots and strings and so on, that you do not have any of the letters of Hashem's name written on the tzitzis, and even though the tzitzis are there to remind us to go and fulfill all the mitzvahs, there isn't a single word of Torah written on our tzitzis. As opposed to, say, the ritzua of tefillin, where we spell the name Shakai, tefillin would have kedusha. Tzitzis do not have kedusha. They are what's called mitzvah as opposed to kedusha. The halachi is that something that's made for mitzvah, that is no longer in use, you're allowed to throw out. There's no need for geniza. There's no need to go and save forever or even bury something that was used for a mitzvah, where something that was used for kedusha, even though it's no longer in use, you could not go and throw away. There would be an iser, tashmish kedusha, need geniza. They actually have to be put in what we call shenis. So the Mechaber said that it would be mutter to throw it. Avol kol zman shem kvuin betalis, osur lishtamish ben. Whereas, while your tzitzis are in the talis, you have tzitzis in your talis gadol or talis katan, so there too, you don't have the shem Hashem on it, it's only mitzvah. While you're wearing it, the Mechaber holds that there's an iser of bizui mitzvah. You are not allowed to use them, the Mechaber says. You're not allowed to osur lishtamish ben kagon likshir ben shum dover v'kayotza b'zeh mishum bizui mitzvah. You're not allowed to use your tzitzis to tie something. You can't tie something together with your mitzvahs. It is a bizui mitzvah to use your tzitzis while you're actually wearing them, while you're being makai in the mitzvah. To go and use them for something else is called bizui mitzvah, and that is also. So while you're using them, meaning while you're wearing them for mitzvah, it'll be usher to use them for something else because of bizui mitzvah. And after they have been torn, after they tear off, and you're no longer using them as part of the mitzvah, there is no isser. The Mechaber said you could throw them away. The Ramah says, the Ramah says that even after something was used for mitzvah, you're not to go and treat it with derech bizoyon, which is lezorkim b'mokim maguna, to go and throw them out in a place that is filthy. Ela sheinim tzrichin geniza. Since they're not kedusha, you don't have to put them in sheinis. Whereas you are not to go and do something bozui with them. So, for example, throwing them into a filthy garbage would be usr. V'yesh medaktikim lagonzam. Some are medaktik to put them in geniza. V'amachmir medaktik b'mitzvahs tov olav bracha. And if someone is machmir and actually puts them in geniza, tov olav bracha, may he be blessed. So the rule is that if you're talking about mitzvah as opposed to kedusha, while you're being makayim the mitzvah, you're not to use it for something else because that's a bizui. Afterwards, after it tore off, it's no longer in use, you're allowed to throw it away, but not throw it away into something filthy. You don't put it in a filthy garbage, for example. And you don't use it for any tashmish bozui, but you're allowed to use it for something else. And there are those who are machmir to put it in geniza and tovo aleihem bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down a maharil, that when you're dealing with mitzvah, there's another aspect to it, and that is that when it's done, when it's no longer used for mitzvah, so there's an inyan, since it was used for one mitzvah, to have it used for another mitzvah. So for example, he says that the right thing to do would be to use it as a bookmark. No, in the good old days, the svarim were big and heavy, and an entire set of tzitzis would make for a perfect bookmark. Today, I guess one string would work as a bookmark. You use it for one mitzvah, use it for another mitzvah. And the Mishnah Brura goes and takes this klal to other mitzvahs. So he says, for example, when you are dealing with say the mitzvah of sukkah, the mitzvah of lulav, the mitzvah of shofar, once you're done with them, there's no halacha that they need geniza. But you are not supposed to go and throw them into a filthy garbage. You just put them aside. He's not only that, but he says that you're not even allowed to take the walls of the sukkah, after sukkahs, and use that for something bozui. You can use the walls of the sukkah once sukkahs is over, but not for something that we would consider a bizoyan. You can use it for something useful, but not something that's a bizoyan. So while you're wearing your tzitzis, you don't use them for anything else because that would be considered a bizui to the mitzvah you're doing now. Once the tzitzis are no longer in use, the halacha is that you can use them for something else, but not for something that is bazui, and there are some who are machmir to put them in geniza. Now the Mishnah Brura says, how about something that you plan on using in the future? His example is an example we do find already in the Gemara, in places where lulavim are not common. It is not unheard of for someone to put a lulav away from one year to the next, because he doesn't know if he'll get a lulav next year. In such a case, we would treat this lulav as something that is still in a state of mitzvah. And the Mishnah Brura says that you would therefore not use that lulav for something else. We would consider it a lulav that is still, it's like using your tzitzis, like tying something else with the tzitzis while you're still using your tzitzis. Since you plan on using this for the future, you should not go in and use it for something else. Now, the Mechaber said that while the tzitzis were on there before they tore off, you're not to use it for something else because that's a bizoyin, that's bizui mitzvah. How about a knight? And what's with the knight? And what is the halacha when you're not wearing your tzitzis? So the Mishnah Brura says that the same halacha applies. Same halacha applies since you still plan on using it. This is the same case that Mishnah Brura has with the lulav, where you're going to use it from year to year. Where the halacha is that you should not use it for something else as bizoyin. A t'nai does not work. The halacha is that in the case of a sukkah that you plan on taking apart, in the middle of sukkahs, you would just want it to be a sukkah for one day. The halacha is you can make a t'nai. That does not work in the case of tzitzis. You cannot make any t'nai. The halacha is that tzitzis are made for mitzvah, and it is considered bizui mitzvah for you to go and use that for something else at any point. That was Sif Aleph, which brings us to Sif Beis. Taliso shel mitzvah shebalu. How about the beged? Till now we were talking about the strings. What's with the beged? The beged itself is not a mitzvah. The beged itself is an article of clothing. So taliso shel mitzvah shebalu odem bodel atzma mehem. So one separates himself from them. Ve'ena mutu l'kaneach atzma behem ve'lo li'acharos l'natashmish ha'maguna el'azorkan ve'en kolen. You're allowed to throw them away, but you cannot use them for something that is considered a tashmish maguna. So one would not go and use the used talis for something where you're actually going to soil it. You're going to make it filthy. How about a tashmish she'eino bozui, to use it for something that is not a bezayin? So that the halachi is that with your beged, it should be mutter. So for example, you want to wipe a pair of glasses with the beged of your tzitzis. The tzitzis themselves you couldn't use for something because of bizui mitzvah, but the beged you could. The Taz says that a talis godol, since we only wear it really at the time we're davening, has a certain chashivas, and you don't use your talis godol for something else. You would not go and dry or clean your glasses using your talis godol, because that would be considered bizui mitzvah.